Ryan McHugh, victory in Park Talton. I suppose you had to show real guts and character there in the final 10 minutes to grind that one out.
Yeah, I think it was a real championship match, Oshie. Yeah. You know, I think it was good, I suppose, for the spectators to watch. You know, there was big Donegal support up from Donegal, and Meath had good support there as well. So I think they got a great match, you know, and thankfully from our point of view, we came out on the right side.
Yeah, it was a bit edgy, I suppose. You went 3 up, you took your goal, you started the goal well, and you finished the goal well. So you did, Ryan, and look, we all thought the 3 points up that you would see it out, but I suppose it was disappointing in a way, just let Meath back into it.
Yeah, hugely disappointing from our point of view to actually concede a goal after scoring one. You know, I think you're told from under 10 that's a mortal sin in Gaelic football to concede straight away after getting such a vital score, but it happened, and you know, I think we showed good guts and determination. I think we might have won a point down even after that. Yeah. You know, so we showed good guts and determination to drag it out at the end, and thankfully we got over the line.
Kilkear played their part, you scored the goal, you took it well, but that scored by Patrick at the end to win it under pressure, because there was a few Meath men around him 45 metres out. Took a bit of skill to pull that one off now.
Yeah, listen, it was a huge score. Paddy's been doing that for Donegal and Kilkear's whole career. You know, I remember looking for him for the ball because I knew he's fit to do that. You know, that's what he has in his locker, and thankfully it went over the bar.
Yeah. Did you expect this game to be as tight as it was, Ryan?
Yeah, of course we did. You know, and qualifier matches, no game's easy. You know, it's going to be tight, and especially when you're away from home. You know, it's going to be extremely tight. Me, they're a great footballing team. You know, with new management this year under Andy McEntee. So we knew they were going to come out all guns blazing, as they did in their backyard with huge support there. So we're just delighted to be in the next round.
Yeah. I know he's wanted a response from last week, and you weren't happy with certain aspects of the one over Longford. Do the players now feel that you've got that response, that you've dug deep today and you've got what you wanted out of the game?
I suppose, listen, what we wanted out of the game first and foremost is to be in the next round, and we are there. Listen, like every game, you're going to have plus and negatives. You know, we'll have to sit down during the week now and see on Monday morning who we get, and sit down and look back in the game, as I said, to see what we've done right and what we've done wrong, and we'll have to put that right the next day.
Yeah, there's a bit of a break now, I suppose, which is welcome as well, because it's been a high pressure couple of weeks for you, so it has, and a fortnight's break, I'll use the word.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, Donegal last number of years haven't been used to playing in the qualifiers and playing games week in, week out. It's something we're getting used to this year, but we're enjoying it. You know, the day against Tyrone didn't go the way we wanted. You know, we know we have a lot of work to do to get back up to the level that we want to be, but we're getting there slowly but surely. We'll have to step it up a level again, no matter who we get in the next round, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
Okay, well done today, Ryan.
Cheers,
thanks,
Josh. Good man.